This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated for your comeback of a lifetime. Some tough moves in D.C. this week, including the Department of Labor announcing a final rule to rescind the clear joint employer rule for franchising that took effect back in March of 2020. The final rule becomes effective September 28th. Matt Haller in the International Franchise Association released the following statement. Nearly one-third of franchises are owned by people of color, a higher ownership rate than non-franchised small businesses. An expanded joint employer standard will be responsible for the dissolution of small business owners' equity and the closing of an inclusive route to generational wealth for those historically locked out of the entrepreneurial marketplace. ServiceMaster Brands has acquired moving franchise Two Men and a Truck International. Elaine Stock, CEO of ServiceMaster Brands, said not only are they the leading brand in their industry, but they also have a deeply ingrained culture of customer service, a focus on building the capabilities of their franchise network, and a respect for the frontline team members, values we share. CEO John Nobis will join ServiceMaster Brands' executive leadership team, and the Two Men team will continue to report to Nobis and operate from their home office in Lansing, Michigan, as they do today. Church's Chicken has been acquired by High Bluff Capital Partners. High Bluff owns Taco Del Mar and Quiznos. Over the next year, the plan is to expand Church's unit count by opening more than 100 new locations, including the rollout of its new Blaze Image restaurants. Loyalty Brands announced its partnership with Little Medical School, a franchise geared toward educating 4 to 14-year-olds through science, medicine, and health-based programs rooted in STEM. John Hewitt, Loyalty Brands founder and CEO, said, "Little Medical School is positively impacting local communities by going in and encouraging and brightening young minds of our future generations. Not only are these children learning about what healthcare professionals do, they are learning fundamental life skills that will set them up for success down the road." Ruby Tuesday has added a new brand to dine-in and to-go menus, Libby's Barbecue. Libby's Barbecue will be in all of the casual dining restaurant stores. Jennifer Boyd Harmon, chief marketing officer, said, "This summer we welcome back gatherings with family and friends, and the flavors of the season like barbecue." PuroClean announced the introduction of its own internal call center, an initiative spearheaded by the brand's business development team. Steve White, president and COO, said, "When our phones ring, often the person calling is someone in crisis who needs immediate service at their home or business. The nature of the remediation industry relies on speed and efficiency, and our culture is to provide the best customer service we can to our clients and partners, relentlessly so." Back with People News after this word from Constant Contact. Get time-saving tools and guidance to grow your franchise with Constant Contact's Franchise Partner Program. Franchise partners get access to all of Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, including email automation, social marketing, and real-time reporting. Plus, those tools built just for the franchise business model, like Central Send, Campaign Approval, and Global Unsubscribe. Grow something great with a dedicated account management team and award-winning tech support to guide you every step of the way. Visit constantcontact.com/socialgeek to get started. Okay, lots of People News this week, starting off with Emily George as the new Senior Client Coordinator at Franchise Business Review. Martha Maggot joins Starfish SEO and Marketing as Digital Marketing Analyst. Ralph Yaruso is now VP of Franchise Development at Brand One. Paul D'Amico is the new CEO of Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa has promoted John Tezza to CEO. Zaxby's welcomes Alicia Fleming to the franchise development team. Buff City Soap announced Craig Kessler will join the company as CEO. Massage Heights has added several to its executive team, including Scott Schubiger as Chief Development Officer, Donald McConnell as the new Director of Field Support, and Jim Graham as Franchise Business Consultant and Senior Data Analyst. Bizcom Associates added Madison Woodruff as Account Manager and Clarissa Rios as Media Relations Coordinator. Killer Burger named John Dekos as the new President. McDonald's has promoted Manu Stejart to the new role of Executive Vice President and Global Chief Customer Officer. The Great Greek Mediterranean Grill named Bob Anderson as president. Huntington Learning Center has announced its new CFO, Bob Skopinich. Pancheros announced the appointment of Joe Gale as Director of Franchise Development. GNC announced it has appointed Nate Frazier as EVP and Chief Operating Officer and Carolyn Mattson as Chief Merchandising Officer. And Roberto DeAngelis has been named Chief Experience Officer for the multi-concept Amici Partners Group, parent to the Friendly's Restaurant and Bricks Holdings brands. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the International Franchise Expo is back and in person, September 24th and 25th at the Javits Center in New York City. Engage with visitors pre-show, on-site, and post-show through the IFE via digital and print marketing, enhanced sponsorships, and pre-setting of appointments. To find out more about these opportunities and to reserve your booth, they're going fast, contact Sheila Fisher at sheila.fisher@comexposium.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.